Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on June 22, 2015. In this class, we focused on strengthening and stretching the diagonal fascial lines through the front and back body. Props you'll need in this class are a strap, which is optional depending on your flexibility, and an extra pillow or block. Okay, let's go ahead and close our eyes. Let our shoulders wiggle out a little bit, wiggle out our elbows, our wrists, and our fingers. Let our hands come to rest in a comfortable position. And then finding your breath. Feeling your inhales and your exhales. Letting your hips start to get a little bit more heavy on whatever you're sitting on. And focus on finding length in your breath. So feeling your inhale come up all the way up to the crown of your head. Feeling your exhale go all the way down to your hips and maybe even through the floor. Start to open your eyes, letting your gaze be soft. Okay, so we're gonna start doing some alternate nostril breathing. So with your right hand, you're gonna have your right hand will be what's controlling your nose. Your left hand's gonna hold onto your elbow to support it. So we're going to do both sides. There's a lot of different ways to do nostril breathing, and I'll tell you a couple of different ways so that you can even do it on your own. So if you only breathe through your right nostril, that's considered bringing in your sun energy. So it's kind of more of that yang, like I want to be doing, I need energy to get things done sort of energy. So that's a good one to do in the morning. You can just sit and close your left nostril and breathe in and out through your right nostril. If you are ever having trouble sleeping or you're wanting to feel more relaxed, then you'll just breathe in through your left nostril. And this one is really good for insomnia. So if you ever are in a situation where you wake up, and I actually, just one of my students, I was telling them about it in one of my corporate yoga classes, and then she came to me yesterday and it was like, she was like, I did that. And, you know, I woke up and I couldn't go to sleep. And I did the, you know, breathing just through the left side. She's like, I was breathing through my moon side, you know, because it's like sun and moon is how they think about it. And the words in Sanskrit are for sun and moon. And she said it totally worked. I fell right back asleep after doing it. So the one we're going to do today is both. So it's going to be the balancing of the, you know, that sun and moon energy. So you'll kind of see how it makes you feel. The traditional way to hold your hand is to use your thumb and your middle finger, or I mean your ring finger, to close off. Okay, so you can do it that way. If that like cramps your hand or feels weird, then you can do it a different way. So, because sometimes, you know, it might feel a little funky. So we're just going to breathe. So you're going to start out closing off your right nostril, and then you're going to take a breath in through your left, and then close off your left nostril and breathe out through your right. And then you'll breathe back in through your right nostril. Close it off, breathe out through the left. You're just going to continue to do that for the next minute. As you're continuing on your own, make sure that you allow your shoulders to feel relaxed, allowing your arms to feel relaxed. About 15 seconds left to go. One last time on each side. Letting your hands relax down. Close your eyes. Find a breath in. Breathing it out. Just take a couple of moments to notice how your body feels now. And slowly open your eyes, and we're going to come into child's pose. So when you're ready, you can find your way to that position. Thank you.
taking one last inhale where you are.
Letting that go. Inhaling and coming up onto your hands and your knees. Once you're on your hands and knees, doing cat-cow on your own, we'll do it for 30 seconds, so you can just start when you're ready. Inhaling when you arch your spine, exhaling when you round your spine. See if you can start to slow it down even more. Taking your time to start to feel each vertebrae change its shape. Noticing, do you initiate the motion from the center of the spine? Do you initiate the motion from the hips? And there's not a right or wrong right now. You're just noticing what you do and if it's what you want to do. And then how can you make that a stronger switch back and forth? Continuing for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bringing yourself back to neutral. And then you're going to extend your right leg back behind you. And then we're going to do more of that cat-cow motion. So if you need to, lift up each of your hands and set them back down. So now we're going to lift the leg with it. So your leg's going to stay straight. So when you exhale, let's do that part first. You're going to round your spine just like cat pose and look back at your foot. Then on your inhale, as you start to arch your spine, you're going to lift the leg up as the collarbones open and you look forward. So exhale, you slowly drop it down, round through your spine, the foot touches the floor. And then inhale, lifting the right leg up and finding an arch. And once again, touch it towards the floor, round through your spine. And last time, lifting it up, inhale. Then bring yourself back to neutral so that the leg is hovering. Swing your right leg off to the left. Toes stay curled under, dropping down to your forearms, dropping your head down. Opening up through the outside of your left hip. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Two more breaths where you are. On your next inhale, lifting your head, coming back up onto your hands. Then lifting that right leg back behind you, and you're going to try to balance on your right hand and your left leg. So you can start by just coming up onto your left fingertips. If that feels okay, then you can start to slide the hand a little bit forward, still touching. If that feels okay, then reaching it straight forward and holding for 3, 2, and 1. Take it down, come into child's pose, let yourself relax. Once you have your head on the ground, sweep your arms around by your side so that the palms are up. And then you can wiggle out your fingers. You can make fists and then release them. You can flex through the wrists and release it a couple of times. Finding an inhale and an exhale. Slide your hands back to the front of your mat. Inhale, come up onto the hands and the knees. And then pouring your weight into your left hand, you're going to take your right arm up and we'll start doing some twists. On your exhale, reaching it through. We'll do that 3 times and then you can stay laying on your shoulder. So you can count those on your own using your breath. One. stretching it down, letting your head relax, closing your eyes if you'd like to, letting your left arm release, or taking your arm behind your back if you want to. Bring your awareness to your breath now and how your breath stretches your body in different ways. How does your inhale change your shape? Where does it create expansion? Where does your exhale change shape? Where does that create a stretch? You have your left arm behind your back, unwind it slowly, take it back by your face, press into your left arm, straighten the elbow, right arm up, really shining your heart towards the side, and then taking it back down. Coming into downward dog, curl your toes under, lifting the hips up, and then pressing the heels down. Once you're there, take a moment to pedal out the leg, so bending one knee as you straighten the other, switching back and forth. Make sure you're looking down towards your toes versus looking towards your hands. And maybe wiggle out your head as you're pulsing your legs. And then lifting both heels one time. You can bend your knees a little bit if you need to. See how high you can reach your sit bones up towards the ceiling. Shake out your head. Then melting your heels down towards the floor. Give yourself a nice stretch. On your inhale, come back forward onto your hands and your knees. And then we're going to do this whole sequence on the second side. So starting out, extending your left leg back behind you with the knee staying straight. Take a breath in. On your exhale, round through your spine, looking back at your foot. On your inhale, start to find your arch. Let that lift the leg, looking forward. Exhale, draw the belly in. Slowly touch the foot down. Press into the floor to round. Inhale, lift it up and arch. Exhale, touch it down and round. Inhale, lift it up and arch. Bring yourself back to neutral and then swinging the leg off to the right. Toes touch the floor, coming down to the forearms. Letting your left hip get heavy so it tries to drop below your right hip to get that stretch through the outside of the right hip. And then just breathing. Inviting the outside of your right hip to release with your breath. And since you guys have been doing trigger point releases through the outsides of the hips, the great thing about coming and doing a pose like this now is that your body gets the same information about how to release now that you've done it from the trigger point. So you should start to notice a difference in your yoga practice, and that if you consciously invite the muscles where they're tight to start to release, they should be a little bit better at it. Taking one last breath in, breathing it out, lifting the head, coming back up onto the hands. Lifting the leg, take a breath in. You're holding there, and then you're going to pour your weight into your left hand a little bit. See if you can come up onto your right fingertips. If that feels okay, extending the arm a little bit further forward, still finding the balance, and then eventually stretching it up. Gazes down at the floor for 3, 2, and 1. Release everything down. Take a child's pose. You can let your hands be wherever they feel comfortable for you, either in front, by your sides, allowing yourself to release. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale.
If you have your hands around by your feet, go ahead and slide them all the way back forward. On your next breath in, lift your head, let your elbows drop down, come forward onto your forearms, and then walk your forearms a little bit further forward.
We're going to lower all the way down the Sphinx pose, so maybe take a moment and challenge yourself. Take the feet to the floor, see if you can find a forearm plank for just a moment before lowering your knees down, then lower your thighs down, then your belly, releasing the tops of the feet. And now just settling into your Sphinx pose. So pulling your heart forward, and you can do a little shimmy from side to side to get the ribs to come out of the low back a little bit, then pressing down into the floor. Think of rolling the upper arm bones open a little bit. And if you can't feel that, you can change your hand position for a moment so that you can feel the arm bones roll open, and then just put your hands back. Take a breath in. And a breath out. Another inhale. And exhale. Karen, you can move your elbows slightly further forward. Yes. Good. Now push down. And why don't everyone try that? If you had it right underneath your shoulder, take them a little bit further forward and just see how that might help you be able to have more of an arch as you pull yourself forward. Because when you do that pull forward, sometimes your shoulders will pull back over your elbows. Take a breath in and out. Go ahead and let your heart drop down. Let your head drop down. Shake out your head. And then we're going to go in and out of our shoulder shrug. So on your inhale, pushing down, lifting up your heart, looking forward. On your exhale, letting your heart melt all the way back down. Do that three more times, bringing it up. And Afia, go ahead and walk your hands a little bit further forward and have your elbows underneath your shoulders. Yep, so you see how they're out like this? Take them in. Yes, so you can really prop yourself up. So you're in a, yep, better. Good. And doing one last time with your breath, taking yourself up into your arch. And then lowering yourself back down. And then bring yourself kind of back to a neutral position. Let's take a little break, taking the elbows out, hands in, letting your head rest on top of your hands. Wiggling out your low back if you held any tension there. Take an inhale. And an exhale. Another breath in. And breathing it out. Last inhale, letting it go, strengthening our opposite diagonal fascial lines. So on your next inhale, lift your head, take your arms out to the side so that they're out at diagonals, and then extend the legs so that they're out a little bit, and you can let the head drop down. Starting with your right arm and your left leg, your head will lift with this. So on your inhale, you're lifting up right arm, left leg as high as you can. And then on your exhale, taking it back down, letting the head release. Inhale, opposite side, lifting it up. And exhale, letting it release down. Good. Inhale, lifting up. And it's like you're trying to reach towards something in the front of the room. And then exhale, taking it down. Again, other side. Inhale, your legs reaching back, your arms reaching forward. And taking it down. We'll do one last time with the right. Inhale, take it up. Reach forward and back in those opposite directions.
And down. And left side. One last time. Up. And down.
Good. Letting yourself relax however you would like to. You can turn your head to one side. You can take your arms down by your sides if that feels comfortable. Or you can have your hands in front of you, resting your head on your hands. Giving your body a moment to integrate the information that it has this chain of power from one fingertip to the opposite toes. Big breaths. And then on your next inhale, lift up your head. We're going to come back into Sphinx pose. So you can bring your arms back forward. And you want to have your arms so that they're parallel to one another. And then to walk the legs back in so that the knees point straight down. We're going to go into a quad stretch. So with your right arm, you're going to turn it in. How much you turn it in, you can turn it all the way in so that it's right in front of you, or you can have it a little bit at a diagonal. You just want to find a way that you can push down into that. And then with your left hand, you can also push and then start to look back and bend your left knee. And then you're going to reach and grab onto your foot. And if you pull your heel in towards your hip, if you already get a stretch, then you can stay there. Otherwise, if you start to slide your hand down your ankle a little bit, then you can roll yourself back forward and then just give yourself a little pull. So now to deepen this pose, just gently think of tucking your sit bone of your left hip under and drawing your belly up. So you'll push into the floor a little bit with your arm, pull your belly in, and hold for 3, 2, and 1. Release. Let yourself come all the way down to relax. And especially relax that right arm that was holding you up. Sometimes it wants to hold a little extra tension if it's not used to propping you up like that. So you can wiggle it out a little bit, move it around in space. And we're going to go into our second side. So inhale, lifting your head, coming back into your Sphinx pose. Rocking your way into your left elbow, and you can turn your arm so that it feels comfortable. Looking back behind you, bending your right knee, grabbing onto your foot or ankle. If that feels okay, rolling it down. If you need to slide your hand down your ankle a little bit, you can. And then you're drawing your low belly in and tucking your right sit bone under. Breathe in and out. And inhale and exhale, looking back behind you, releasing, bringing yourself back down. Again, if that shoulder was a little bit funky or you need to release it, you can swing your arms around. You want to interlace your hands behind your back, do a locust pose, stretch it out, you can. Lifting up the chest, maybe lifting up the legs, shaking out your head. And then let yourself soften one more time, relaxing it down. Up into Sphinx pose once again, lifting up your head, taking your elbows underneath your shoulders. We're going to do one more reach back, but this time you're going to reach and grab your opposite leg. So if you have your weight on your right shoulder, or on your right elbow, excuse me, then you're going to bend your right knee. Then you're going to reach back and see if you can find your foot. So now you're reaching diagonally across the body. Let's see if we can do it. And if you can't, then I'll get you a strap to be able to do it. Yep, we need straps. Okay. Okay, so hang on just a moment. That one's a little bit harder. If you feel like it's too much, you can put this underneath your hips and it'll lift you up a little bit. Yeah. Oh, Afia's got it. She's like, I don't know what you guys are having trouble with. Okay, so now to be able to get into this position, if you can't reach, you're going to roll yourself onto your left side, and then you're going to hook the strap around your foot, and you're going to hold it in your right hand. Then you're going to roll yourself back onto your belly. So you should have yourself hooked now. Okay. And then you're just going to reach around and switch hands. So you want to do it behind your back. So you can let yourself come all the way down. Yep. So yeah, let your chest come all the way down so you're relaxed. Yes. Good. Reach your right arm behind your back. Yes. And then switch and grab the strap. Yep, there you go. Good. Okay, so now all of our heads are down, yes? So now you're going to start to do that cobra pose, lifting up through your heart and take your elbow underneath. And it doesn't have to be very far, just a little bit. So now the goal here is to actually kick your foot back so that it pulls up your heart. Yes, so push your foot away from you so it pulls up your heart. Yes. Holding for 3, 2, and 1. Release that down. Good. You did it. Now we have to do the second side. Okay, so now you're going to roll onto your left side or onto your right side so that you can get a hold of your left foot and hook the strap on your foot. I know it's very complicated when we have to start using straps. But you'll get better and better at it. Then you roll yourself down and you just let your head relax on the floor. And then you're passing the strap behind your back so that now it's in your right hand. And how far? You can play around when your head is all the way down to see how much can I walk my hands up the strap and then switch sides. And then take your left arm in front of you. Take a breath in and lift your chest. And then you can take your elbow underneath you. And then you're pushing your foot into your hand and lifting up. So reach around behind your back. I love that you can twist yourself and do it that way. That's super awesome. Yep, but reach that. Yeah, there you go. So now push your foot into your hand and lift your chest up so you're looking forward. Yes. There you go. You got it. Awesome. Oh, we lost our foot on the strap. Yep, they're ties. Yep. Good. Release yourself down. Karen, once you get yourself up there, you can go ahead and do it. Everyone else can let yourself relax. You can let the strap come off of your foot. Yep, you got it. Oh no, I'll help you. You got it on the one side and then the second side. Go ahead and bend your knee for me. And then we'll reach it around. Yep. And I'm just going to give it to you, the opposite side. Yep, you can release with this hand. Yep, it's right there for you. Good.
So is it better to have it like that on my foot?
It can be wherever you want it to be. So you can have it here if you want, if that hooks it a little bit better. And then go ahead and, nope, yep, you're good. Good, so now just take this arm forward. Yep, press yourself up a little bit, and you're going to lift up with the power of your back as you kick into the foot. Yep, there you go, you got it. Nice. Awesome. And then you can release yourself back down. Good, let's have everyone come into child's pose now. So taking your hands underneath your shoulders, press yourself up, stretch yourself back. Good, so this is really the first time that we've worked on these reaching opposite arm to leg. So we worked on strengthening that line, and then we'll work on stretching the front body of that line. So since this is new to your body, just give yourself a little bit of acceptance of, this is going to take me a little while to figure out how to do this. Just like when you started doing any other yoga pose, and you didn't quite know how to be in the shape. Take a big breath in and breathe it out. Another inhale and exhale. One last breath in.
Breathing it out. On your next inhale, come up onto your hands and knees,
and we're going to do three cat-cow. So you can do those on your own. And once you've done three in each direction, bringing your spine back to neutral, extending your right leg back behind you, and then we're going to do that lift, the arch and hollow with the leg. So you can start that doing it three times on your own. So you'll inhale when you lift your leg, you'll exhale when you touch your leg to the floor and round your spine. So you're just doing it three times with your breath. And then going into your hip stretch, lifting the leg back behind you, swinging it off to the left, coming down to your forearms, opening up through the outside of that left hip. Letting your head relax down. Lifting your head back up, coming back up onto your hands, taking your right leg back to float behind you, and then seeing if you can extend that left arm up. Holding for 3, 2, and 1. Release yourself down, stretch back into child's pose.
Let your head drop down, find a breath in,
breathing it out. Another inhale and an exhale.
Good. Go ahead and come up onto your hands and knees.
So I'm going to show you what we're going to do next. It's the same motion that we worked on when we were on our belly, but now we're going to see if we can do it with our hands and our knees. So you're going to bend your right knee, and you can have your knee on the ground to start, and then reach your left hand around so that you can hold onto your foot. If you can't reach around to hold on to your foot, again, that's a place where you could take your strap and wrap it around and then use that to be able to hold the foot up if you'd like. And then from there, regardless of what you're holding on to, you're going to start to lift your knee away from the floor. So if you push into your left leg and into your right hand, you're going to start to lift your knee away from the floor. Good. And how high you go just depends on if you can balance. As it goes higher and higher, you're kicking your foot into your hand and holding for 3, 2, and 1. Release yourself down. Let yourself come into child's pose. You can walk your feet out, not your knees wide out.
Walk your knees nice and wide.
And letting yourself release. Finding a breath in. Breathing that out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath where you are. You're building a lot of strength. We're really using those diagonal lines. And let's go ahead and come on up. So when you're ready, inhale up onto the hands and the knees. We're going to do our second side. So first starting with your arch and hollow. You'll do 3 arch and hollow and then 3 with the leg. So when you're ready. This part you can do on your own with your own breath. opening up through the throat, and then opening up through the back body. Once you've done a three in each direction, rocking your weight onto your right knee, extending your left leg back behind you. And then same thing, finding an arch, finding the rounded shape. Then we'll go into our hip stretch, letting the leg float parallel to the floor, swinging it off to the right, letting the left hip drop down, coming down to your forearms, letting your head hang down. Your next breath in, start to lift your head, come back up onto your hands, and then reset your hands so they feel nice and strong, lifting your left leg back behind you, starting to float that right arm up, holding for 3, 2, breathe, 1, release yourself down, come into child's pose. So you can let that right hip relax for a moment. Come back up onto your hands and your knees on your next inhale, taking the knees underneath the hips. And now we're going to find that balance. So your left hand is going to be your base of support. Your right knee is going to be your base of support. Bend into your left knee. Sweep your right arm around and find your foot. And then looking back forward, once you have a hold of your foot, start to push into your arm and your leg. Lifting up through your left knee, start to push your left foot into your right hand, lifting through the chest for 3, 2, and 1. Release down and come into downward dog. You can adjust your hands, open the palms wide, lift the hips up, taking your heels down. And then we're going to do a little bit different work with the legs. So you're going to keep your legs all the way straight. So knees straight. Let your head relax. And then you're going to lift one heel at a time. So if you keep your leg completely straight and lift your heel, it's going to push your leg into your hip. So go ahead and do that back and forth. And you want to feel like someone's almost stopping your hip. So I'm going to go around and push your foot. Yeah, push into me. Push into me. Yes, there. Good. And lower that side down. And do that on the same side. Push into me. Yes, there. Good. Good. Push in. Yep, you got it. Other side. Push in. Really push right there. Yes. Good. Very nice. Good job, Afia. Good. So instead, keep the leg all the way straight, and then just lift your heel. Nope. Leg straight, lift your heel. Yes. Yeah, so you let your hip lift. Yeah? Okay, and then drop that down. Do that with the same side. So push up into me. Yes, there you go. And down. Good. Go ahead and relax yourself all the way down into child's pose. So that work that we just did in downward dog, keeping the legs straight and pushing up, helps to balance out your SI joint. So the SI joint, in particular, if you've ever had any sort of like funkiness in your hips, or if you've had children, the SI joint gets a little bit relaxed when you're pregnant, and sometimes it doesn't always come back into a really nice alignment there, but other things can get it out of balance as well. So that exercise, even though it's kind of subtle, of having the legs be straight and push up into the hip can really balance that out for you. Taking one more breath in. Breathing it out.
On your next inhale, start to lift your head.
Come up onto your forearms. And we're going to come into a forearm plank, so extending one leg back and then the other. You can walk your elbows a little bit forward. Take a breath in. And then on your exhale, dropping your knees down, dropping your hips down, finding your arch, making sure your elbows are just a little bit in front of the shoulders so that then you can pull your heart a little bit more forward. Good. Find a breath in and breathe it out. And another inhale and exhale. Good. So now I'm going to show you the next one. We're going to work again on that reaching back to the opposite leg. So I'll show you with my hand and then I'll show you with the strap. So you're going to be reaching back. And if you couldn't reach back that way, that's okay. You can also just roll onto your side to reach back because we're going to ultimately be rolling onto the side. So when you roll back onto your side. You can grab your foot. Yes, since the hips are bent, it'll be quite a bit easier. But if you need to hook a strap around there, you can as well. And then you're continuing to roll onto your side. Then you're going to bring your top knee forward. And then if I show you from the side here, the goal is to push the foot back into the hand and open it up. But you're on your side. So it's almost like the same pose, right? When you were on your hands and your knees. But now you're just doing it on your side. You can have your chest rolled more open if you'd like and let it be here. You can be a little bit more rolled on your side and pushing your foot into your hand. Yes? If you need the strap, you can have the strap and just already hook it around your right foot and just have it in your left hand while you're seated and then lay yourself down, taking it back behind you. Okay? So, if you aren't already starting it, you can go ahead and roll yourself onto your right side a little bit. See if you can reach back and grab your foot. Yep, looks like we can all do it. So now you're just continuing to roll yourself open and then let your left knee come a little bit forward. And you can use your left leg as a kickstand to help you kind of find where you're feeling a nice stretch for yourself. Now, to keep the low back from feeling compressed here, you want to tuck your left sit bone under. And then just breathe. If you want to make the action deeper, if you push your foot that's in your hand a little bit further into your hand, like you wanted to pull yourself away, that'll create a deeper stretch. The more you tuck that sit bone under, the deeper the stretch will be. Breathing. Good. One last breath in. Exhale. Let your hand release from your leg. And then you're going to start to slide your left leg, the one that was on top, back towards the back of your mat. And that's going to roll you all the way back onto your belly. Let yourself relax on your belly. Wiggle out your hips. And take a breath in. And breathe it out. Then lifting up your head, extend your left arm out in front of you. Your left leg is the one that's going to be bent now. You could already start to roll yourself onto your left side, start to bend your right knee, and then you're reaching back and finding your foot, and then just let the chest roll open. Letting your right knee come a little bit forward. breath in. Letting it go. Release your hand from your leg. Start to extend your right leg all the way down, and that should roll you back onto your belly. And let yourself relax again. Wiggle out your hips. Finding your way into downward dog next. On your inhale, lifting your head, hands underneath your shoulders, press up to all fours. If you need to stretch back into child's pose first for a moment, just to release the low back, you can. And then coming back up, lifting up through the hips, shaking out your head. And you're gonna do your SI joint stretch again. So legs stay straight, lift one heel so that you lift one hip. And then release that down. Second side, lift your heel to lift your hip, and down. So it's like you're pushing your leg up into your pelvis, and your pelvis is resisting a little bit, so you're getting a really nice stretch. Think of it being as internal as it can be. Do it one more time on each side. So letting that stretch. Letting that stretch. Coming back down to your hands and your knees. Finding three cat-cow on your own. Bringing yourself back to neutral, we're going to do our spinal twists, resting on our shoulder again. Pour your weight into your left arm, right arm up, breathe in. On your exhale, reaching it through. Two more times. Inhale. Exhale, stretch it through. Final time. And let yourself relax down. See how much you can release. This should feel really good for your low back now that we've done a lot of work in twisting and arching the back. So breathing into your hips, breathing into your low back. Slowly bringing yourself back up, taking your hands by your face, right arm up, big breath in, and breathing it out, second side, left arm up, inhale, and exhale. Letting yourself rest down. Release. Finding big breaths. Breathing through the body.
bringing your last breath in and out on this side. Letting that go. Bringing yourself all the way back up. Inhale. And exhale.
Okay, next we're going to go into a half pigeon pose. So depending on how it feels for you, you can just bring your right knee forward and have your right heel kind of underneath your hip. If that's too much compression in your knee, you can either use a yoga mat to set underneath your thigh to have it be up a little bit higher, or you can have a block underneath, or both if you want it to be up really high. And so now we're going to work on just letting that left hip roll forward and back. So you can have your fingertips on the floor or flat palms. And you're just going to lift the hip up a little bit and then roll it back down. So you're trying to roll your left hip towards the floor and a little bit away from the floor. Do one more rock from side to side. And then hold with the hip down. If you want to go a little bit deeper into the stretch, you can walk your hands further forward, or you can come all the way down onto your forearms and let your head drop down. And now slowly start to bring yourself back up onto your hands. And I'm going to give you two different options here. So we can either bend the knee and with the same hand grab onto the foot. So that would be left hand with your left leg and then pulling it forward. Or if you want to work on doing it as that diagonal stretch line, then you'll be rotating yourself so you're looking back. You can even really lift your hip up if you want to hold onto your foot and then slide it back down. So you may not be able to, if you end up doing the right hand to the left leg, you may have to be up a little bit higher, which is why we have the shin down today instead of it open to the side, so that you could reach back and grab it, kind of like when you're in your on your hands and knees, but then you let your knees slide away from you a little bit. Good. And take a breath in, let your chest lift a little bit. On your exhale, see if you can lean a little forward. And again, inhale, lifting your chest. And a little lean forward. And one more time, lifting the chest. And exhale, a little bit of a lean forward, and then allow yourself to release, releasing your hand, whichever hand you had, on your leg. And then bringing yourself into downward dog. Give yourself a nice stretch. Once you're in your downward dog, lift your right leg up towards the ceiling and then move the leg around in space. Bend your knees, straighten your leg, rotate the leg in the hip socket, just move it around. And then coming back down to your hands and knees, and then we'll do our half pigeon on the other side. So if you had a prop, you can move it to your second side. Taking your left knee forward, setting your hip on top of a block if you need to, or your yoga mat. And then we're working on rolling the hip back and forward. So you're trying to roll it towards the floor and then rolling it a little bit away from the floor. You're just rocking back and forth on your own. Good, so Afia, bring your left knee all the way forward. Yep, and then set your hip on the on it. Yep, there you go. That's the right shape. Good. Now letting the hip roll forward as much as it feels comfortable for you. You can start to walk your hands forward. Let your head drop down. Let yourself relax in that space. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Next breath in, using your hands to start to rock your chest back up. And then again, you're either using your right hand, you could really rock onto your left hip if you want to take your right hand back and grab onto the foot, or you're going to lift up a little bit, pour your weight into your right hand, bend your knee, grab on the other side. So you can just see which one you want to do. Once you have a hold on your inhale, you're going to push your foot back into your hand a little bit. On your exhale, a little bit of a lean forward. See if you can stretch through that quad muscle. Back and forth a few times with your breath. One more time coming up. And then see how much you can pull that heel in towards your pelvis. 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let yourself release. Take your hands back underneath your shoulders. Come into downward dog. So you can find yourself on your knees first if you need to. Then lifting up through your hips. Once you're on your hands and your feet, lifting up that left leg, turn it in the hip socket a couple of times, give it a little stretch. You can bend the knee, straighten the knee. How can you stretch yourself in this shape? And bringing yourself back down, coming to your knees, walk your knees forward towards your hands. We're going to come back to seated, and then use our rolled up yoga mat along the spine. So you can either have your whole entire body so that the head is supported and everything, or you can have your head hanging off. So you can decide what feels good for you. Lowering yourself down. So you can see, because since we've done a lot of work that involves the low back today and releasing the hips, you might want your hips on the floor, or you might actually want your hips on the yoga mat and your head off of the yoga mat. So you could see what is going to be feel the most supportive for you. Thank you. you continue to lay where you are, I'd like you to explore taking your arms in different positions. Maybe reaching them up overhead, maybe crossing your arms across your chest. You can move around, you don't have to stay in one place. Just exploring where your arms can go, where can they feel stretched. Invite your legs into a different position than they are now. So you can decide what's going to feel good. Just changing up the position. See what would feel nice for your body. Everyone bring their knees up, bending your knees, slowly rolling yourself off onto one side. Allow yourself to relax on your side for a moment. Take a couple of big breaths. Finding your way, we're just going to take a short little shavasana since we've already been laying and relaxing for a little bit. So you could just move your yoga mat out of the way, or if you want to put it underneath your thighs to support your low back, you can. And take your time doing any of your last wiggling that you need to do, so that you can let your body get quiet. These last few moments of your practice, start to deepen your breath. inhale arises in your body, let it be your biggest inhale so far. Slowly start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Invite your knees to bend. Maybe bring your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little squeeze. Flatten out your low back. Do a little rock from side to side. Yourself off onto one side, bringing yourself all the way back up to seated. Give yourself these last few moments. Integrate all of this information into your body that you receive today. New shapes, new ways to build power and strength, new ways to release. Take one last big breath in here. So much for joining me. Namaste.